And joining me in the studio is Caitlin Quinn. She is the communications coordinator for Verity. And good morning to you, Caitlin.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Really glad to have you here. And this is an important month. We'll talk about, let's talk about first, and if there's anybody that doesn't know, what Verity is and what you do.
Great, thanks. So Verity started in 1974 as Women Against Rape, and then in 2000 we became United Against Sexual Assault, realizing that more than just women are affected by sexual violence. And then we recently changed our name to Verity around 2007 or 2008 because it means truth and holding survivors' truth. So we're the Rape Crisis Center that serves Sonoma County. We provide advocacy and intervention for people that are currently navigating life after sexual violence, whether it happened a few minutes ago or decades ago. We also have counseling services, therapy to help people work through trauma and process that. But we also have a prevention department where we go into schools and community groups.
So important.
Yeah, to try and, I like to say, they're putting the rest of us out of a job. We would all love to be put out of a job because rape and sexual violence in Sonoma County was over.
I would imagine that confidence is so much of what you do and provide for people.
Right, exactly. We're a safe place to come where they know they're going to be believed and helped, and it's all about empowering them to do these things and helping them understand the systems, but at the end of the day, it's on a survivor to do the navigation and do the work for themselves, and then they just leave having their power back, you know?
Any kind of power, I would imagine, is significant to those abused in this way. And I'm wondering if a survivor makes the decision to pursue a legal recourse after that kind of an incident. Does Verity help them out in terms of figuring out how to do that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's important. You know, a lot of people need lot of hand-holding going through that part of the process too.
Oh, completely. Yeah. So we work with survivors while they're interviewing with law enforcement, and we're actually legally not allowed to tell law enforcement anything that they don't give us the explicit permission to.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to court dates, we'll help them, we'll work with Legal Aid, which is an awesome nonprofit here in Sonoma County, to help them get the legal help they need and make it as painless and having them feeling as supported throughout the process, because it can be a really, really long process.
And Verity is the only organization in Sonoma County that does this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. Part of it is the way that it's funded through the government. Every county is required to have a rape crisis center. But we are, since we've been around so long, we've been able to grow and expand and encompass everything from child sexual abuse to human trafficking to quote-unquote, run-of-the-mill sexual violence, I guess?
Everything.
All of it. Yeah, so we're a 25-person staff now.
And talk, Caitlin, about the importance of having this, because we just finished Women's History Month, National Women's History Month. Yeah. How important is it to have Sexual Awareness Month?
Yeah, I think Sexual Assault Awareness Month is becoming more and more important. I started at Verity and started my anti-sexual violence work before Me Too even started. So I've always known it was important. I never expected Me Too to blow up as much as it did. I was like, we've always known about sexual assault. Why would it change now? But it did. It worked.
I'm really curious about that. So what kind of changes have you seen across the course of the last, over a year now since the Me Too movement began?
Yeah, I've definitely seen an uptick in older clients who are recalling things that happened a long time ago that maybe at the time they didn't consider sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And now with a new lens, they're like, oh, if you're considering that sexual assault, then what happened to me is sexual assault.
Yeah.
And so it's both. Some people are like, oh, now I can navigate that and heal. And some people are like, no, that's not sexual assault, because then what would happen to me was sexual assault and I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
And then
it's a double-edged sword, huh?
Yeah. And then definitely more interest in volunteering, which is great. And we always want volunteers.
Yeah. I imagine you do constantly need volunteers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so our volunteers staff the crisis line that survivors and their loved ones can call anytime. But it's really easy to get burnt out doing that. So
can't keep doing that. No, you have to step away from that, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people that are really involved take a break, and then some of them come back and some don't. So we're constantly bringing in new volunteers, definitely.
And I wonder, too, I mean, this is all so newsworthy, not just because it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Now we have candidates running for various offices or having run for various offices across the country being accused of sexual assault. And it's an area that it has been a gray area for... you know, a lot of us looking at it from the outside, you know, what is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Is that a continually evolving circumstance?
Totally. Yeah, it really is. And it really has to do with the interpersonal relationships that exist and the power dynamics.
Yeah, a lot about the power dynamics.
Right. And
it?
That, you know, something that could be innocuous between you and me is different when it's the president of the United States and someone, right? Like, back when the Monica Lewinsky quote-unquote scandal was happening, no one even considered that it was kind of sexual violence. The president of the United States and a 24-year-old.
And an intern.
Now people are starting to look back at things like that. And it's just really informing how we move forward and navigate all of that while still differentiating between, you know, violent rape and someone being a little too touchy. Like, not everyone is... deserving
it's not
to
a
go
Joe
to,
Biden incident every time.
Right.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Right.
In that circumstance. But but I'm wondering what is, I know it must change for each individual person in their experience, but basically what is the process that Verity goes through with someone or offers to someone?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of it depends on how recently sexual violence happened. A lot of the clients we get because they've already reported to law enforcement, and so law enforcement is legally required to offer our services. And so if they accept, we show up, basically. And then we help them navigate reporting to the police and anything like that. We'll go to the hospital with a survivor and help them with their, we call it a forensic exam. So it's after they've been medically taken care of, it's to collect evidence.
Yeah, you know, that sounds horrifying to me.
It is.
Experience, I've never, you know, I've been lucky enough to never have having gone through that, but still, the experience of that exam seems horrifying.
It really can be. We've changed it a lot over the years. Ever since I've been here, it's been a lot more positive. We have a special room at Sutter Hospital that is only for that. So it might not go, it might go a whole month without being used.
Yeah.
But there's never going to be a case where, like, oh, it's being used for someone else, so you, the survivor, have to wait.
Yeah.
And they're specially trained nurses. They're only around 6 or 8 in our county, so they are also always on call.
Right.
There's always one of them on call. And then for kids, unfortunately, this also happens to kids, and we have a really friendly medical space that is colorful and has toys and things, and that's at the Redwood Children's Center, and we really strive to make it as comfortable as possible. Yeah. But there's never, I mean, it's never going to be an easy thing.
Talk about some events coming up because Verity needs money.
Yes, we love money. We need money. You can go to ourverity.org and donate online if you're so impatient that you want to donate right now.
Yeah.
But three things that we have coming up. We're doing an event about male survivors of sexual assault.
And there are those.
And there are. Yeah. Around 18% of the people we see are men or boys. And so that will be on April 11th at 12 p.m. to 1:30 at Bertolini Hall at the Santa Rosa Junior College.
Yeah.
Totally free. It's a really cool project. We'll have some male survivors there to talk about their experience after we watch a documentary. And then in Sonoma on the 24th, we'll be at La Luz, and we'll have two different parent workshops, one in Spanish and one in English, about talking to your kids about consent and also kind of sex ed for the Latino community and the Spanish-speaking community, because a lot of people just don't
education helps us all. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then our last event, I'm from Petaluma, so I'm most excited about this one, is we're calling it Hear Our Voices, and it's going to be a survivor-led, survivor-initiated panel at the Petaluma Library on Monday, April 29th.
That's going to be powerful.
At 6:30 p.m. Yeah, so it's going to be really great. Anyone, regardless of your relationship to sexual violence, is welcome at any and all of these events.
Very good. And remind us, Caitlin, how we can help Verity.
Yes.
Where do we call? What's the website, et cetera, all of that?
We're always looking for volunteers. We actually have a volunteer training starting on Monday, if anyone is really, really interested in joining. You can call us at 707-545-7270. And we'll get you involved in that. You can either work with survivors on our crisis line or educate kids in schools. We use volunteers for both of those things. And we're also having a fundraiser at Lagunitas on May 6th. Soul Horizon will be playing. It's going to be a really cool event, and we're so grateful for Lagunitas being
That's
a
great.
Big
You
supporter.
Know what I'd like to do is, and Jeff can help out with this, we'll put this interview on the KSRO.com website and
awesome.
Just click on my name, and then let's put a link to Verity on that so that all
awesome.
People will have all the information about these upcoming events and how to help.
Awesome. Thanks, Pat. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Caitlin Quinn, the communications coordinator for Verity. Thanks for your good work.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.